The advantages of mass production are obvious. It can produce articles in large amounts. In the days of large populations and rising standards of living, this is an important achievement. By producing articles in large numbers, both cost and time can be greatly reduced. One handmade article may cost $50 and require a man's labor for 10 hours. 8,000 similar articles, mass-produced, may be sold at $5 each. They may be made from start to finish in an hour each, and may require the labor of 50 men for a minute each. On the other hand, there are inescapable disadvantages. Though a mass-produced article may be quite good, it is unlikely to reach the highest levels of craftsmanship and of beauty. All articles so produced will be identical, there will be standardization. There will also be a lack of variety and individuality. In short, a world full of mass-produced articles would be very monotonous. There is no desire to keep or cherish such articles. Perhaps the greatest disadvantage of mass production is its effect upon the worker himself. In modern factories, the worker merely does one tiny part of a total process. The terrible boredom of repeating this operation 100 times a day has serious physiological outcomes. The workman loses sight of the whole process, and he misses the sense of achievement that comes from carrying out a plan from beginning to end. His work becomes a torment rather than a pleasure. And all this, applied to millions of workers over a generation or two, leads to social unrest and moral deterioration. These effects must certainly be included in the drawbacks of mass production.